fact is, Boeing ate all the cost. It's not cost to the taxpayer. And this comes from Michael Chertoff, the former Secretary of Homeland Security, who I interviewed him after he left office. And he said, no, the way we wrote that contract is that the contractor was responsible for all cost overruns. And so there was never any additional cost to the taxpayer because of the way he wrote that contract.
Well, I bet there's some budget writers that would like to see a deal like that all the time.
Well, he is a very smart lawyer, and that's why that came out the way it did.
Right. David, I'm wondering about people, you know, who are concerned, and there's a multitude of reasons to be concerned, about illegals still crossing into the country. The border fence was supposed to be something that was going to obviously slow that down considerably. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, very good point. As Napolitano said in their statement on Friday, they're going to look at a variety of other solutions. But what you have to realize was there was a psychological element to this virtual fence, as there was to the physical fence. And that was that there was this single, massive, all-encompassing solution. And I think what everybody is conceding now is that, no, the nature of the border, which covers so much terrain and so many different kinds of terrain, is such that you have to have different solutions for different areas. And I think that's what's going to happen. And they're going to use the technology that they developed. There will be some fixed towers. But there's not going to be this one gigantic fence, virtual or otherwise, that is going to provide a single, impermeable, permanent solution to everything. And I think that's simply what is being not acknowledged at this time.
Have you heard any indications from DHS or ICE workers about, you know, what is there any kind of a plan B in the works?
Well, they're going to study it for the next year, and they're going to look at it probably on a case-by-case, area-by-area basis. And this is what a lot of the critics were calling for to begin with. And it's what emerged from all the technical experimentation that was going on. They chose a particularly rough area of the border, particularly challenging for the first 28 miles of this experiment, and they never really got a perfect solution to that area. And now what they're going to do is they're going to use everything from, you know, the high-tech solutions like the forward-looking infrared cameras and the ground-based radars and those kinds of things, to the low-tech solutions like dragging tires along the border fence to see what kind of footprints show up in the dirt. And it's going to be a system of systems, and it's going to be a lot of different kinds of solutions. Nobody's going to be able to point to a Great Wall of America that will stop all bad things from coming across. So, you know, it'll have to develop, and it'll take time to develop those solutions. And look at the political side of this. I mean, Peter King is saying that this is taking too long. He's a congressman from New York who you know, is in charge now of the Homeland Security Committee. And Congressman Benny Thompson, the former chairman and a Democrat from Mississippi, he's certainly not mourning the departure of the border fence. But what was happening, what led to the creation of SBINet and the Secure Border Initiative in general, and the calls for this gigantic wall that they wanted, was a single, politically palatable, psychologically satisfying solution. Now we know that there is that just doesn't exist in the real world. And what we've seen is a lot of emphasis on the border. We've seen the hiring of 6,000 new Border Patrol agents. We've seen the deployment of all kinds of technology there. And it's just an ongoing effort that's long term that will never be totally satisfying from a psychological standpoint and may take time to produce results in the sense that there'll be fewer apprehensions. Fewer people will get across the border illegally. But, you know, the cumulative result of all these efforts really does result in a more secure border. And we have actually seen that in different areas of the border. The big emphasis right now is on Arizona, where people are feeling the pressure, where the political passions, as we have seen, are extremely high, and where a solution needs to be found on a fairly short order basis. But this is a long-term thing. As long as the United States has that southeast border or southwest border, you know, we will be working to make it less permeable and stop illegal activities from occurring there.
Do you think some of these newly elected congressmen, especially from swept in on a bit of a Tea Party carpet, maybe getting a bit of an education as to how difficult an issue this really is?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there was a lot of passion during the last election, and sadly we saw it express itself violently against Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. But, you know, there are laws of physics that can't be changed by a resolution of Congress. And the technology is there, but it needs to be perfected. It needs to be deployed properly. You know, you can't make people happy instantly on a problem of this magnitude. But you can eat away at it, you can keep working at it, and that's what I expect we're going to see for the foreseeable future.